Hello, my name is Callie. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, ma'am. I've just got some questions about the information. Whenever in our area, when they start giving the vaccine for the 16 to 64 with pre-existing conditions, exactly what information would you need?
That part I'm not sure of.
Okay, a letter from the doctor, the one that's doctoring you, you know, for that, would that be what you would need? You know, like an email, so to speak?
I would guess. I'm not sure, ma'am.
If I gave you the health problems, would that help you know if that would probably be what, you know, would be fine or?
Well, we're actually, they're putting everybody on the list whether they have conditions or not. So I think you should be okay. Maybe just, you know, like you said, you can talk to your doctor if you want to, but you should be okay.
Okay, he's already, from my son, he's already sent him an email saying he definitely needs it, or she has sent it from UAB.
Then yes, that'll be completely fine, especially if the doctor said that he would need it.
He did. She did. It's from UAB and specialty, and she had sent him an email last week saying he definitely needed it. He's not allowed to go outside the house because of that. He might get, you know, contracted. And she had said that whenever the one flu comes up, he definitely needed to go ahead and get the vaccine then. But we were wondering if the email that she sent with her heading UAB and all on it and the reason why he needed it, would that be enough for, you know, proof of what I'm trying to say?
Oh, yes, ma'am. That would be plenty.
Okay. Would we need to notify the health department ahead of time or anything before that?
No, ma'am. You should be okay.
Okay, just take that information with us?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Would you need to fill out any paperwork prior to that because of the pre-existing condition? Or?
I do not believe so.
Okay, do you know when Alabama will start that, a roundabout date for the 1-2?
No, ma'am. We have not been given any timelines.
Okay. So you don't know if it would be in the next few weeks or months or so? Or?
No, ma'am. They haven't given us any timelines.
Okay. Thank you, and I appreciate your help.
Yes, ma'am. I hope we've been able to help you. If you need more information, you may visit cdc.gov. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Okay. Thank you. You have a
good
day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.